views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. It is so good to be back, and you know, I'm really excited today. So heads up, Brian, over in the station.
Yes.
We are. You didn't know what we were doing. I don't know if you know. I'm painting again today.
Okay.
I know. I'm painting during the show. So, you know, this is something that I really love doing. And I'm always delivering the angel messages. I'm delivering intuitive guidance. And I'm connecting with spirit on a regular basis. And I've had to do quite a bit of a setup here so I could do this at the same time we were live streaming. So if you want to watch along while I'm painting readings and messages from angels today, because I have a few that are just for everybody. And then if you want a reading, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. Now, don't expect big, fancy, detailed paintings. That's not what we're doing. I'm painting energy. I'm painting what I pick up when I'm connecting, and I'm sharing a visual of what I see in color. And colors are big for me. Colors speak a lot. So what I'm going to be doing is it's going to be a feel and a vibe. If this is new to you and you've never seen me do it before, I'm going to be using colors for the energy of the color with a reed, a particular paintbrush or knife, or, you know, the painting knives. Yeah, they're like, you know, these little weird guys here. I got all kinds of noises I'm going to make here. So if you're watching the video, you can see what I'm talking about. And if you're just listening, you can always go back and see the video archive later because we're recording everything. But I'm going to be painting it. And I had to figure out how to set up a second camera so you could watch while I was doing this. And that was fun. So I have, hopefully it will stay up there, I have my phone videotaping the second cam. And I'll be bringing that on when I start. And hopefully it won't drop right in the middle of all the paint I got here and break. So I know that didn't sound like a very good affirmation, did it? But it's just up there. And hopefully it'll stay up there because it's kind of interesting what we've got going on. I brought out another table because I got paints and I don't want electronics and paints and water all mixed together. So we're going to have a really good time with this today. Now, they speak to me in all kinds of color, energy. It's a vibe. It's a feeling. And this is the kind of thing that I always get. I mean, I get a little bit of everything when it comes to the angels. I mean, they just take me to this place. And I feel that I just enjoy the read so much more. And I feel like because I'm enjoying it more, my frequency's higher, and I feel like I can bring more. So this is something that everybody can do. Everybody can do it. It's not like you can't do it. It's kind of interesting because I'm setting up stuff here. So hang on. It's kind of a, how do I explain it? It's a way of energy that just speaks for itself. Art in its own self connects you creatively to spirit. And it's the right side of the brain. So we're just kind of bringing it all together. And like I said, it won't be something fancy. It could just look like nothing. Think abstract. because it's mainly about the energy, the flow. And I'm going to be sharing while I put it down what I'm picking up in that read. So it's really a fascinating experience for me and whoever I'm doing the read for. Now it looks like we have a caller, but I'm going to bring the caller on when we come back from break, so I'll have enough time. And I also got one from an email. So we have the email bag, somebody that wants to catch it later. And if you do want to call in for reading, this is kind of unique. And what I'll do is we can digitally send you these paintings. Now, I've had some people request after I've done this before, and they're pretty simple, okay? I'm just using acrylics and water and a small 8x10 sheet of paper. And I've actually had some people request they wanted the original, and that's fine, too. You can reach out to us if we end up doing one for you today, and we can mail it out to you, and we just charge to ship it to you because this whole thing is free that we're doing. I do these by private session as well. We get a little bit more elaborate, and we're doing this whole thing for, like, an hour, and we get more in-depth. But it's kind of fascinating. It's not just listening. It's not just hearing someone say it. It's kind of a visual that connects it all together. I love teaching people how to do something like this because I'm not really teaching you how to paint. It's not like that at all. It's more of a helping you. I'm helping you connect by using a creative outlet. Some people write, and I've had that happen. I've had automatic writing. I've had a lot of intuitive hits, and I've had a lot of things come through to me at the easel. If I am looking for inspiration or some way to connect, I always go to some sort of creative outlet or art form. And it doesn't even have to be this. This is my favorite way. That's how my horse came through. If anybody is new to the show and you don't know that story, the horse that I have in my show, Icon Horse, the white horse, that actually came through, and I wasn't trying to paint a horse. I ended up detailing it out into a horse after it showed itself to me, but that happened back in 2011, and it's been with me ever since because the white horse is a symbol of transformation. And we're on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and this is a very transformative time, and I'm all about helping you change and transform into who you really are. And, you know, when I say transform, you're not even transforming into something different. You're actually going back to who you really are. So I really like that aspect of it. You're going back to who you really, truly are. So in this form that I'm going to be using, I'm just going to be going with it. It's spontaneous. I'm not pre-planning anything. How can you do that? You really can't. I mean, I have several paintbrushes out. I have lots of paint over here. And I got some primary colors, but I just really don't know until I start to hone in on what I'm trying to pick up. And then I ask the angels what they would like for me to say to someone. What is it that you want them to know? Because this is a lot of times I don't even know why I'm painting what I'm painting or why I'm delivering that message in the way that I am, because I really don't know what it's about. It's all about what's for that person you're doing the read for. So if any of you are looking and practicing your intuitive skills, this is, you know, finding a creative outlet that you enjoy can help you do that in a big way. Writing is a big form. You know, you see that writing, inspirational, just sitting down and just going with it. That's a way to do it. There's lots of different ways to do it. So know that everything happens for a reason. And when this happens, I don't know, there's just so much joy that comes through me, and I want to share that with you. Now, we could use some joy right now. We could use some good vibes, right? And I want them too. Everybody does, because there's so much going on, and it's a big changing world, and people don't know what to expect right now. But we can expect to know that spirit is there for us, our angels are there for us, the divine is there for us. We just have to connect and listen to it. And listening is big, because if you're just praying and you keep asking, but you're not being quiet and listening, you're missing half of it. You're missing the whole point, because they always answer. They do. They always answer. But did you hear it? Did you stop enough to hear it? So we're going to be doing this. I'm kind of excited about it. I've been wanting to do this for months, trying to find a way to get all of this technology to work with me, because I've done them before, but we had to, when we did them in the past, I had to just record it. And then you could see it later what I was painting. But I finally have figured out a way to live stream it with the show live so you can watch it unfold as I'm doing it. So that's why I'm excited, because it's taken a little bit of ingenuity and me investing some money and time to be able to do this for you. And I'm excited to do this for you because I love it so much. And I know if my vibration's up, then I can help you lift your vibration too. That's what we're doing today. We are doing spirit paintings, angel readings that I'm going to paint. So they're painted angel readings. And when we come back, I do have a caller. We'll bring that caller on. We're getting ready to go to a break here. We'll bring the first caller on and we'll start with the first painting. So if you've never watched this before, please stay with us and enjoy it. If you want to watch it, you can go over and find out how to watch the video at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Just hit Jen Royster Show right up at the top and it'll take you to the live broadcast and you'll be able to see it right there. That's the quickest way to say. So with that, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to start painting some intuitive readings with the angels. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
And we are back. We are ready to go. I got paints here. And if you just tuning in, we're painting intuitive angel readings today. I have paintbrushes. I got it all going on here. And we have a couple of callers. So, Brian, let's go ahead and bring the first caller on.
All righty. We have Juanita from Nova Scotia in Canada. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you. I'm excited.
Hi, Juanita. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Jen. This intrigued me, the spiritual painting, so I made sure I was on this show.
Well, we are glad to have you. Welcome to the show. So, and like I said, this isn't going to be fancy now, but it's painting the energy and we're using the color. So what is your question that you would like an answer to?
Well, I'd like to find out what my guide, what message has it has for me today.
Okay.
Most important message for me today.
From your guide?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said?
My
your guide? Okay. We're primarily working with angels, but let me see if I can tap into that because I was kind of connected with angels. How about a guardian angel?
Sounds good to me.
They guide us too, right? Okay. The first thing I'm picking up, this is kind of interesting. I'm picking up, of course, this isn't the one I had on the palette. I put the primary colors down and Juanita, you're special. I had to go get a different one. And I got to put some orange down. Very vivid orange. Orange is a very, it's a vitality color. It feels like vitality is coming back into your life. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
I'm sitting here going, wow, that they were very, very, so I'm getting ready to go. You guys can see this, right? Hello, there's my fans. If you're watching, I got the second camera going. So you're going to see all kinds of interesting stuff. So what I'm feeling is actually, it's a spiral. Let's start here. It almost feels kind of in a spiral like a tornado, but it keeps getting bigger. It's like a funnel and it's orange and it's going around and bigger at the top. So it's interesting because I'm sitting here, what are we painting? It started small and at the bottom of the painting right here, if you guys are watching what I did, I started here small with an orange. It was like where you were, and it feels like where you were maybe 6 months, 8 months, maybe even a year ago. And now they're saying that you're nearly three quarters to the top. But then when it got bigger at the top and went way out, that's where you're going. And it's kind of an interesting, I've never seen a message like this, Juanita. It's kind of interesting because you started where the vitality was much lower, very different. It's expanded exponentially, but there's more to come. And when it does, it's going to happen very, very quickly. And that feels like it's in the next 6 months coming that you're going to have even more so. Your guardian angel, and I'm asking if there's any other archangels that wanted to come in for your message, they're saying, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, but then put a lot more emphasis on to foods that have energy because you're going to need a lot of energy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's actually
exciting.
Feeling very, very positive. I love orange. I love the orange color. It's a lot to do with the second chakra. And the second chakra is our creativity, our sexuality, where we come up with new ideas. And it just feels like it's getting ready to really expand in the days to come, months to come. I don't think you're going to have to wait long. You've actually pretty much gotten most of the way there. And then there's just going to be this plethora of things that are going to be exploding out for you. So the orange is coming through with a big message of pay attention to when you're feeling tired. Make sure that you are taking. Oh, that's interesting. I'm getting a flashing up there. Make sure you're taking in foods that are supporting the level of activity that you're going to be doing. And you probably are feeling that now. I can imagine if you've been expanding already that you would be feeling that already. Have you been?
Oh, yes. And make sure I eat good live foods.
Yes. Yeah. Your dreams are going to be expanding as well. That's interesting. They just popped in with the dreams. That's coming in from Archangel Samuel, actually. Samuel is saying, don't worry about all the details. You are going to be busy, but don't worry about the details. I'll guide you one step at a time, and it won't be overwhelming that way. Focus on where you are now and enjoy every moment because everything just keeps getting better for you is what this message is about. It's very, very positive. And I love that it was this orange. I love it. When they have me grab the orange, I know it's going to be good. I know that every time they ask me to grab orange. So did you have anything else that you Is this resonating with where you are and what you've been doing, or?
Oh, yes, Jen, it is certainly resonating. And it's like, as you're speaking, I'm getting the chills all through my body. Oh. It's almost like for me, it's confirmation that, yes, this is, I'm on track. This is it. And I have some big, you know, plans, and this just, and I feel it, and this, and your work here just confirmed it. Wow. And the angels just confirmed it.
Absolutely. And yes, it was your guardian angel. And then another archangel came through, and Archangel Shamuel is great for, career choices as well. He's great at it being peaceful and calm, not overwhelming. Just trust me, and I'll show you one step at a time. Focus on the step he has right in front of you, and you'll prosper very well that way. You'll be more productive than having your mind scattered in too many directions trying to figure it out before it's even here. He's reminding me to tell you that, is if that's making any sense. Is it's kind of like, just have her watch how much she's trying to do at the same time. Does that make sense?
What did you say? Have what?
He said that. Have her watch how much she's trying to do or figure out at the same time, and to just narrow down the focus, and it'll be more productive. You'll actually get all of it done by narrowing the focus in certain areas more than trying to spread yourself too thin. That's really what he's saying.
That makes a lot of sense. Lots of sense. Can I ask one more question?
Well, congratulations on that one, because this is a good one for you. I got to make sure I put your name to this one so we know it's you. And I'm going to put your name in the bottom. I have stacks of these. And yes, I told you guys they would be simple. They're simple paintings, but they're very powerful messages. And that's the whole point. We're not trying to have like a, you know, a masterpiece that's this detailed thing that takes months to paint. We're actually using these tools to harness a deeper and more clear message from spirit. And that's what we're doing. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Jen. Have a great
thank
show.
You. And I wish you the best, because congratulations. This is a great one for you.
Thanks, Jen. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Juanita from Canada. So thank you. Goodbye, Juanita. Thank you. Wow, that was so cool. Now, it looks like we have someone else on the line. Let me look. I don't think I have enough time. If you can hang on, we'll bring you on after the next break, because I want to make sure I don't cut you short on your painting. So what we did, and you guys can see that now. You're going to see all kinds of stuff. But see, this was just simple. You guys can do this. You can do this yourself, and you can actually, it can actually help you. I've got little marks, so I make sure I stay in my camera here. You can do this yourself with something simple, even crayons work. Something that you enjoy, because it helps you connect. It gets your head out of the way, because you're focusing on using the tool. And I love, love, love this. Now, I've done some elaborate ones. And I have done that. I continue and I detail them out. We're doing really quick little ones right now. When I have somebody that does a private session with me on these, I do detail them out into something once we realize what the message is. And then they have something they can frame, and it's a nice piece of art. I do that. That's more private session, and that takes more time, obviously. With a few minutes on the radio, we're demonstrating, we're pulling out the message behind it. What I do with the private sessions is I pull the message out while we're in the session, and then I create a detailed painting for them from that, so they have something they can hang. And on a canvas, these are on little small pieces of paper, because I wanted to demonstrate that this is something very simple that everybody can do. If you enjoy paints, art, you can use crayons, you can use watercolor, you know, gosh, a 99-cent watercolor kit that a child uses, it works just fine, because you're not trying to be perfect here. You're just trying to connect and get that message through. If you enjoy colors, this is going to be a natural for you. You don't even have to worry about the types of brushes you can use. Sometimes I've been finger painting with it. Sometimes it's a balled up paper towel. They will have me use whatever that tool is to get the message across. So it's really interesting how they'll say, okay, just pick up this, just pick up that. And I'm always surprised. I love sitting because we have this. We have the blank canvas. We don't know what we're getting ready to paint. We don't know. And we just go from there. If you guys are really working on your intuition, this is a great one. It's so much fun. And you can do this. I mean, you can really do this. You can really start to work on your own skills, connecting in. You can have a lot of fun with this. Now, caller, if you're still there, we're going to bring you on after the next break because I'm about to go to break and I want to make sure I have enough time for your painting. So hang in there. We are about to go. When you do a spirit painting, I always make sure that I'm grounded. I do this with any kind of connection. I'm making sure I'm grounded. And I did all that before the show. I made sure that I was in a connection and I was protected. So what I would pick up was only the divine messages that are for you. One of the things that came through, I'm going to paint here as well. I want to get to the callers that are holding first. But there was also one for everybody that he wanted me to do. And this one was coming from Michael. And I'm going to do that one during the show as well. I'm going to have time to do three more to have a decent message to them is what I'm saying. So I've got three sheets of paper. I've already got the second one down. When we come back from break, we're going to bring on that next caller. We're painting spirit readings. We're painting intuitive readings from the angels. I absolutely love this form of intuitive reads, and I'm so excited that I'm finally sharing it with you. So stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Thank you.
And we are back. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live stream, and you can find out our video live stream information at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We're painting today. We're painting spirit readings. We're painting intuitive messages from the angels, and I'm painting them. It's one of my favorite ways. So we have another caller that's been holding. Brian, is that right? Let's bring on the next one.
All righty. Here comes Rita from the Sunshine State of Florida. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Rita. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm going to... Huh. Can you hear me okay?
I can. What is your question?
Okay, good. It's kind of funny because the question I was going to ask you, you've kind of answered, and and it was in regards to kind of having fear of hearing the angels, what they're saying. And it's kind of funny because everything you said was just those are the answers that I needed in that case. But so I'm just going to be like the last lady and kind of just say, hey, you know, what do you have for me? What kind of information do you have for me today? Instead of being so specific.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, okay. They're having me go for a blue, and it's actually a really pretty. What is this one? It's a cerulean blue. It's kind of like a sky blue. You like that mm-hmm. color?
Yes, I do.
Actually, this color is coming in very vivid for you. Wait a minute. They're kind of messing with me on the brush. Okay, here we go. Nope. This one again. Okay, got it. So what I'm picking up immediately, and this is coming from your guardian angels. The guardian angels are kind of coming in on these general ones because they're with you, and they're like, mm-hmm. this is kind of what she needs to know. I've been trying to get her attention.
Okay.
And
good.
And then
what I'm looking for.
I know.
And I know they have. I'm not listening.
I know. This one is actually going across, and it's going across like in a almost like a rainbow shape half moon kind of a thing, like a half circle. It's just doing this arch, mm-hmm. and it's coming through, and it's making me do these slow. I feel calm as I do this. Let me put it. I just feel so calm, and the angel is saying, "You're trying too hard." It's like if you just ask and then go about your day, you'll hear me better.
Okay.
It's saying that.
It's,
you will hear me better.
Aww.
Just ask me and then go about your day. And then I will let you,
okay.
I will catch you. I will drop something interesting in front of you. And then right in the, okay, what are we doing? He's got me going in the middle here. So I have this circle and now he's got going me. I'm going round inside underneath the arch. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's bringing your energy back. It's like bring the peace into you. You're the circle here. Boy, these readings are interesting today. So you have the peace that's enveloping over you. He wants to bring you the peace with the color. And then you are representing the circle. If you're watching this or you're going to watch it later, there's a circle.
Later.
It's kind of doing like, kind of looks like a hurricane, like you see on the weather. But don't think hurricane disaster. It's more taking in, it's going up and reaching into the peace energy, the calm energy,
okay.
and just take a breath and slow down because you're going so fast and trying so hard, and correct me if it doesn't feel right,
That's right.
You're missing a lot of stuff along the way because it's going so fast. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, feels like everything is just out of control.
Okay, so this is a good color for you.
This is a good
one for you.
mm-hmm.
Yes. You have a lot of energy. What they want to do is they want to bring the peace in. So the circle is kind of, it's going around and it's kind of going up and reaching into the blue. And I'm sharing in case people are just listening in detail. And it's going up, it's reaching into the blue. This is a peaceful color. Blue, when it has a gentle hue to it like this, it brings in peace. Okay. Sometimes blue means sadness. This is not that kind of blue. This is calm the heck down, Rita blue. That's what this is.
Okay.
Okay. It's like, calm down, calm down. Because I'm talking to you, I'm reaching for you. You're just going so fast, you're missing it. So it was kind of interesting. He's connecting now to your breath. And he's like, just take your breath and purposely slow your breath down when you feel like things are just going faster, faster, faster. And then you find yourself winding up faster, faster, faster. And you can't catch your breath. You can't keep up. And he said, slow down. And your guardian angel comes across like male energy, by the way. Okay. Have you ever noticed that?
I painted my guardian angel once, and he looked like an Indian guide, feathers, the whole thing.
Right. Well, it's kind of meditative feeling. That kind of makes sense, actually, what you're saying to me, because very calm. He said, I want to blanket her. And that's what he wanted me to do, the arch over top. He wanted me to blanket you in the energy of peace and slow down, and then you will have so much more. It was similar to the first lady, where it's like, slow down so you won't miss it.
Right.
Because sometimes we try to go faster because we're thank you for reminding me about this. Sometimes we go faster because we're feeling the frequency vibration lift. And if you've been working or you're on a spiritual awakening path and you feel your frequencies going up, which that vibration moves faster, we have a tendency to try to go faster with it. And that's not necessarily the case, but when we're first feeling it shift, and I felt it too, you feel
it
like, oh, let me pick up. And you don't need to do that. And that's what he's sharing. And I think this is a great tip for everybody. And I'm making a note for myself as well, because sometimes I do that too. And it's like, great, because you feel it going faster, but you don't need to go faster. You actually need to just take a deep breath and let it float you there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. This was
I'm impatient. I want it now. I want everything to happen now. I want it done now.
Oh. No. Oh. Boy, he really called this one on you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, no instant gratification in this one. It's more of a trusting that they have heard you and that it has been answered. And it's part of your soul growth to learn the patience in that, knowing it's okay. And, you know, yeah, instant gratification is kind of a big one for a lot of people that have, you know, been moving fast, 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 fast. And now all this, well, it feels like it's moving faster, but why am I slowing down? You're actually slowing down to be more productive. It's kind of interesting when you work with higher frequency energy, because it's, and if you noticed, all these higher frequency, very spiritual people that do all the meditating and they really are connected, are they moving fast?
Yeah, they get a lot done.
They're probably moving slow as all get out, aren't they?
They are, and they get so much accomplished in such, you know, what makes me feel like, you know, wow, I could never do all of that in one day.
I know. And
but
they are not in a rush. I mean, look at the Dalai Lama. Does he look rushed? No.
No.
Never does he look rushed. Exactly. And they're never in a frenzy. So they're great examples, because they're very advanced in their connection. And the more that I work with it and realize, no, it's not what we think. It's not of this world. So to us, it would be slow down and immerse yourself into that peaceful energy, and you'll actually be at the higher frequency moving faster in that dimension. So this is really good stuff for us moving into fifth dimension frequencies, because we're all ascending. And what a great read. Rita, I'm so glad you called in, because this is I'm getting chill bumps all over my legs right now from that. But
thank you.
This is a good one. It's
too.
A good one for everybody. So you just helped a lot of people.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I want to do. I want to help people.
and how do we do that? We do it by helping ourselves. Right?
Yeah, I'm learning that.
Yes, it's always going to be, what are you doing for yourself because that's what we can put out to somebody else. So this was a great example of that. Absolutely. So thank you so much, Rita. This was a great one.
Thank you.
And absolutely, absolutely. This was a great
example for everybody.
Can't wait
so you
want to
see it. Let yourself be embraced in that blue, calming energy. So this is all recorded if you missed some of it. And let me put your name on this one. This is Rita. What part of Florida are you in?
Palm Coast.
Oh, okay.
Nice. North of Daytona.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice. I used to be in the Jacksonville area, so I kind of know the area.
Okay. Yeah. So. South. South.
Yes, I do. So thank you very much, Rita, for calling in. And I wish you the best because looks like you get to have some peacefulness.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Thanks, Rita.
Yeah, that's what I've been asking for.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow. That was a great one, Rita. Thank you for that. Okay. Now, what a great message this was for all of us to be calm. I'm getting this ready for another one. And I mean, see what I mean? They're simple, to the point, but they're loaded with information. So we are going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going while we paint spirit readings with the angels. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And we are back for the third segment. And actually, we're almost at the end of the show, aren't we? My goodness.
Boy, the time flies. Did I lose track or something? If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I've been having a blast. I'm planning on doing this a whole lot more because now that we're video streaming, I can share it with you better. But we're painting intuitive readings with the angels today. I've already painted two of them with the first two callers. I have an email that came in for the show today. And you can always send in a question for the show that way at radio@jenroyster.com. And that's JENNROYSTER.com, radio@jenroyster.com. You can send a question in if you're in a part of the world and, you know, you're not able to catch the live stream because we always have everything archived. You can catch it that way. So this question comes from Deborah, and let me read it to you. It says, "Hi, my name is Deborah. I want to thank you so much for talking about what the archangels can do for us." Well, you're welcome, Deborah. "I have learned more about them, and I like it when you tell how to do something instead of just saying do it." Ah, okay. I have a tendency to be detail-oriented, so thank you for that. "I was wondering what the archangels have to say about what my psychic gifts are teaching me. What are they teaching me? And how I can use my psychic gifts more. Thank you. The archangels are awesome. Love and light, Deborah." Okay, let's see what they got for you. They have me going for a more of a straight edge. The other brush I was using was more of a rounded filberts. This is more of like a flat brush here that they want me to use. I don't know if you guys can see that. And maybe that way. There we go, on the other camera. And let's see, where are we going with this? Oh, okay. Has me going for a bit of a red. Okay, the red. Red's of a very proactive color, by the way. And it's immediately wanting me to make a box. So I'm going to do that. Making a box. It's a red box. Okay, red box. This is like, I watered it down a bit. This is a different kind of red. This is not the orange. It looks a little bit, doesn't it? Because I watered it down. It's a box. Okay, we have a red box. The red box is representing, what is that? And your guardian angel, this seems to be a guardian angel theme this today, but your guardian angel is stating that, okay, let me do this. Oh, got me going for some green. And I'm right inside. There's a circle that I'm putting inside. The circle is representing, you know, you're in a box. The red box is proactivity, but you're inside and it wants you to move out of the box and allow that proactive energy, because red is I hesitate to use the word aggressive, but aggressive in a positive way. It does represent angry too, but we're not talking anger right now. This is more of get out of the box, use the momentum of getting out of the box to be proactive in working with your gifts. In order to develop your gifts and fine tune them, and you end up creating your own diary of how they speak to you, is by practicing it. I mean, this is one that I do, and they'll use different symbols and colors, and I know what they mean with that, so that's my library. I know when they bring in a certain hue of blue, they are representing an energy of calm down, okay? It's like calmer. If it's, you know, and if this red had been a different type of red with a little bit of black in it or a deeper red, it may have had a little bit more of the frustration, anger energy. This one is, you're in green, and I asked, why did you want me to pick green for her? And the green is because you have so much. Green is it's a growth color. It's growth. It's new. It's moving. It's alive. It's vivid. It's very good. Earth green. Think about that. You're representing this green that's boxed in, not getting out enough to do what it needs to do. So now they have me going somewhere else. Oh, they have me going for the palette knife. Okay, I got one of the palette knives. And I'm asking, okay, here we go. So what they want you to do is go busting right through that wall. So I'm picking up this one, asking me to take the red, and I'm taking a little bit of you, the green. So you have the red. You're going to be proactive. It's going to be interesting. It's kind of mixed. And they literally want you to push out of the box. Move. Go. Do it. Push yourself out of the box. Using the red and green together, they're having me just bust this box open. Use that proactivity and shine your light out there. Practice, practice, practice. I mean, if you're wanting to work with your psychic abilities and develop them, you want to learn how they communicate with you and what resonates with you. Animals are going to be a great one to start with. Practicing, picking up and reading what an animal might be saying to you, because there's a high sensitivity that I'm picking up, and sensitivity can make you stay in the box because you don't want people, you know, affect you. You're too sensitive to what they might think right now. So don't try to go there yet. Work with an animal, picking up what their needs are, just having a communication or a conversation with them. I do it all the time with mine. I love it. And they're quite logical beings, actually. Sometimes when your dog is just being more logical than you, you just wonder what's going on here, right? But yes, absolutely work with the animals on this. So you have this box, okay? You have this box, and your angels are saying, don't be afraid to practice it and work with it and keep a journal. Keep a journal on what works for you. Keep a journal on how it works for you. And quickly before we go, so that one was for you, Deborah. So this was a very powerful one. And before we end the show, gosh, that went fast. I don't know how I lost that much time. But anyway, it went faster than usual. So we have to slow down to go faster, remember? So the one thing that they wanted me to tell everybody, and this was coming from Michael, was right now, the energy that came in with that full moon on the 19th is an energy to, it's your time. It's your time to shine. Don't be afraid and watch out, because there's a little bit of some influence with the planets that causes a little bit more of an aggressive, just get out of my way. Let me do this kind of a thing. Like, no, just no. It's your time to shine. It's time to get out of your box. It's time to get out there and let people see who you are and what you have to offer. We don't have to be upset and aggressive and force our way through. That one is a bit of a tendency right now. People are feeling like, oh, I just need to do this. I just need to go. And that's not necessarily the case. It's not that you need to be aggressive. It's not that you need to push your way through anything. It was a little bit different from the reading I just gave Deborah. She needs to take her own energy and her own proactive confidence and bust through her own box she put herself in. What Michael is sharing is that don't be afraid to be you, but you don't have to do it with aggressive forcefulness. Let me put it that way. And this could be, you just need to tell somebody that you prefer your eggs a different way. I don't know. What is it that you have going on that you're hesitant to say because you're afraid it's going to make a big issue? You can find a peaceful way to communicate and express and be free. And this is something that we're all working on right now, and all of humanity is practicing skills in communication, which is kind of interesting. So I think there's a lot of practice that needs to be done out there for everybody, but it's time to calm down. Yep, we had the blue. Calm down. And then you can soar and be free. So I want to say thank you to everybody for being with us today. What a great time I've had with the callers. If you want the original, contact us. You can contact us at radio@jenroyster.com or over at the website. Don't hesitate. If you want the original, we'll mail it to you. We just ask for some postage for that. But you can also, we can send it to you in a digital format as well. And then you can have it that way. You've also got the video here now that we're streaming it. So, thank you so much for being with me on this. We're going to be doing more of it. I love it. I just feel like I'm pulling out more information for you this way. And I look forward to the next time that we hook up here on the Jen Royster Show. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.